The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listening to the Nick and Nolan Show, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast with your host, Nick Batt.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
And Bruce Nolan.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of the Nick and Nolan Show, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Nick Batt. You can find me on Twitter at N-I-C-K-B-A-T. And along with me, as always,
Bruce Nolan. You can find me on Twitter at Bruce Exclusive.
And we're back together. This is I've been out for a while. I've not been here. You've done an admirable job holding things down.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been taking people through a journey of some randomly haphazard topics to make sure that we can fill the off season.
Right. Well, that actually lends itself. I mean, you've probably seen just with the title of this podcast that we are announcing some news. And I think that it'll be, I asked you actually, if we could take an actual episode and talk about this for, 15, 20, 25 minutes, whatever it's going to be, so that everybody knows where we are and why. And I mean, it didn't have to be this way, but I guess I felt better about it, especially since I had taken some time off and we, now all of a sudden are making a change to how we're doing things and. It was worth it to me to put the time in and let everybody know and hear it from us what's going on and why. So essentially, first off, the reason that I have been off of the Nick and Nolan Show for the last 3 weeks or whatever it is I, quite frankly, I just got a bit overwhelmed with my day job, and a lot of this stuff is COVID related. So, my workplace, just like a lot of people's, got shifted to working from home. And while we were in that stage, we got really behind on some things that needed to happen because we were not working from home in as efficiently a way as we needed to. And this is probably a story that a lot of people have experienced in some way, or that they're maybe on the team of people that wasn't having as easy of a time making the transition as possible. And so that started sucking up a lot of my energy to try and get that right, because that, as much as I enjoy what we do here at Buffalo Rumblings, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a side gig for Bruce and I. Our day jobs, I think that this would, you would say this too, Bruce, I'm pretty positive, but the day job does matter more than the podcast. So I had to pull the plug a little bit, and I didn't like doing that, but it was what I really thought I needed to do in order to keep my own sanity and still be the person I wanted to be at home and be present with my wife and my kid and stuff like that. So, you were gracious enough to man, the battle stations while I took a little bit of time off. And as I did that, some things that I think I was already sort of feeling settled in and became a little bit more clear to me. And largely that, again, this is like COVID related stuff. So last year, when you and I, Bruce, when we were doing the Bills Backers podcast, first of all, there was everything that we could ever possibly want to cover. We hadn't touched it yet, right? Like we hadn't laid any foundation or groundwork with who we were and what we wanted to talk about and how we thought about things and all that. Well, we've created a bit of a trail, right? I mean, people know where we stand on some stuff now. So that content was gone. And then this offseason, you know, the things are dragging on in a way where we don't have some of the normal stuff to talk about. We don't have the mini camp or the rookie camp or just some of the things that would be coming out about who started and what rotation, about how individual guys looked, about what coaches were interacting with which guys on a more or less frequent basis. All of that stuff is fodder that we read probably way too much into. But it allows us to comment specifically on what might happen this year, right? And that is very helpful for me specifically because I am not the draft Nick or the X's and O's guy or just the level of analyst or expert that you are, to whatever degree you would, you know, accept those terms to be describing of yourself. And so as we were going through and doing topics that were things that you had well thought out, researched perspectives on, I kind of found myself sort of like, if I don't have a strong opinion about this, I'm not going to put the work in, quite frankly. It's not really my role. That's not really how the dynamic we've developed runs. So how's that all going to work? You know, I'm going to recap the list that we go through, or I'm going to, you know, ask you what's next and maybe pepper you with a couple questions here or there. But it just was, it was a little different to me. And so because of that, and because that the off season, really, I don't see a lot of the stuff that would give us a little bit of relief or that would give me some relief of what I'm talking about changing. You know, we started talking about what can we do to keep both of us as invested and putting out content that we are comfortable with and that we're excited about and that we want to, hopefully the audience will be interested in as much as, you know, we were previously. And so we have we've come up with a temporary plan for what we're going to do until the season comes back around. So first of all, before I keep going, Bruce, do you have anything you want to chime in on the stuff I've just kind of poured out there?
No, I think you've done a good job of outlining it all. And okay. I think everyone is really eagerly you hit the hell of a time to stop. We came up with a plan, but I'm going to stop here and pivot to Bruce.
Yeah, sure.
So I have done that at a worse time.
I don't want to leave you behind. No man left behind. So
no, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. So essentially what we've decided to do is that the Nick and Nolan show is going to go on a hiatus until the season comes back. When the season comes back, we will be coming back just like all of your favorite television shows that come back in the fall and start advertising because they want to, they get the opportunity to pick up the NFL audience and stuff like that with all the advertisements during the game. The Nick and Nolan show will come back this fall whenever football gets closer. And I think that in between now and then too, we've already talked about one or two topics, not enough for that's two per week, but a couple of topics that I think scratch an itch that both of us have to talk about certain things and do some of the patented Nick and Nolan type deep dives that a lot of people like that we've done, you know, things that I have a really burning interest in asking you questions about and trying to dig at and hopefully play the role that educates the listeners because I dig and pull out stuff out of your brain and how you're explaining things that, you know, we can still do that and we still will do that. But in the meantime, we are going to have two new shows, one hosted by Bruce and one hosted by me, that are going to start on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network next week. Hopefully my show is going to be a little bit dependent on some things, but we'll talk about that in 1 second. Do you want to tell people, Bruce, about what your show is going to be for the future here until the season comes back?
Yeah, so in the place of what you were previously getting Nick and Nolan on Thursdays and Fridays at the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network, you will now be getting basically the same information that you've been getting the last 3 weeks. It will simply be rebranded. The pod that comes to you on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network on Thursdays and Fridays every week will be a solo show that I will do, and it's called The Bruce Exclusive, and it will be on Thursdays and Fridays, and it will be covering all of the things that had Nick and I been continuing to do the Nick and Nolan stuff, the more football focused stuff will come on Thursdays and Fridays as it would have otherwise. It'll simply be me solo, but that does not mean that Nick will not be in your podcast feeds. Nick,
on Saturdays, I will be doing a show that is going to be, this probably isn't going to be fair because I think it's going to change week to week a little bit, but more of the human interest side of Bills talk. And I think that's, that people don't really know what that means necessarily. And I'm not going to tell you. I've got an idea of what it looks like in my head. So you'll have to just stick with me and check out the first couple episodes and see if I get to the place that scratches the itch and still put out something that y'all care about. The thing that we ask of you guys is, number one, to stick with us and know that one thing that's important for Bruce and I is that people know there is no sort of anything negative about what the change that we're making. I'm under the impression, I believe it's a mutual decision for us to do this because it's going to give both of us the opportunity to do quote unquote right-handed work and less left-handed work, specifically for myself. But also we're still going to be creating content that we like and that we are hoping you all will like. So there's no animosity or bad blood or anything like that. This is not a farewell. I actually said that at one point, can we do a farewell pod? And you chastise me because it's not a farewell pod. The Nick and Nolan show is not a thing that's over. It's just, we're in a weird time with this COVID stuff where, it's just going to be easier for us to do things, different than what we have been doing.
Yeah, the Nick and Nolan show moving forward will be a crossover event. That is the way that you should look at it. Instead of Nick and Nolan being part of your regular scheduling programming, Nick and Nolan is going to be a crossover event. Those crossover events could happen sporadically in the offseason. They will happen more frequently during the season. But they are essentially a crossover event between two podcasters that have their own shows. I have my own show, Nick has his own show, and then we still have the Nick and Nolan show, which is a kind of this epic crossover filled with sound bites and pop culture references that you've been used to hearing. It will simply be more of a crossover event than an every single week-to-week grind event that it is now.
Yeah, yeah. So the sound bites, those of you who don't like them, this is really welcome news to you because I don't anticipate either of us having a ton of sound bites in our individual shows, but that'll be a labor of love that will come back when the season comes back around and the Nick and Nolan show is again a weekly occurrence. So that's mostly it. Did you tell people what your show name was going to be?
I did. It's the Bruce Exclusive.
The Bruce Exclusive.
I have new podcast art. I have new intro music and everything. I'm going to have my wife do another voiceover. In case you didn't know, that was my wife's angelic tones on the Nick and Nolan voiceover. She will be doing a voiceover for me. You can't have her, by the way, Nick. You cannot have her for your voiceover. You got to have somebody else do yours.
Well, I didn't know that, but that's okay. I'm sure I'll manage. I also will have new podcast art, which is, who necessarily cares aside from us, but new podcast art and a new show. My show is simply going to be Chat with Nick Batt. So on Buffalo Rumblings Network, there'll be the Chat with Nick Batt on Saturdays, and looking forward to it. I've already got one guest lined up. It's not going to be my first guest because we're working around something else that's on the calendar that's going to, I think, allow that to be a more timely conversation. But I've got one guest I'm really excited about, and it'll be a thing where we just, different people are coming on. I get to highlight some people from the Buffalo Rumblings Writers Network that I think that there's some really talented people. Everybody who writes for the site is talented, but there's some folks who I just don't think they get the run or the respect on the podcast end of things, the audience that Bruce and I get to interact with all the time. And I'm excited to give those guys a little bit of pub and get some exposure and hopefully bring some new people to hear and care about what those people think and say. But yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot else to it other than this is what you can expect moving forward. So this is a little mini-sode that, you know, next week, new things are coming, new music, new podcast starts, and 3 episodes of Nick and Nolan content. If you prefer one of us, then you'll either get 1 or 2. But if you like both of us, then hopefully you'll like all 3 of the things that come your way next week.
Well, do you want to do the final send off to our famous soundbite, Nick? I think I should defer to you for this. I think I should let you do the send off to the ending soundbite here. Yeah. For our last Nick and Nolan for a little bit until we do our next deep dive.
Yeah, it's sad too. I wish that I had done this earlier. The way that we depart, where we put these words in the mouth of people that the audience is familiar with or that we just spoke about or whatever, is something that that organically started, like, I don't know, a couple months ago, this summer or this 2020. We were not doing this all of last year. And I think that it's an opportunity lost, although it'll be something that comes back. Well, I guess, you know, the only thing I can say is that, we were having this conversation, Bruce and I, you know, off air and in text messages or messages with, you know, DMs and stuff like that, talking about what exactly it was that we were going to do. And so I used a couple of other people that we're friendly with as sounding boards and, you know, told them what was happening and what we were going to do and how I was trying to, you know, figure out what was going to be best for everybody to do what they were doing and still be into it and all that stuff. And I reached out to Matt Perino, who is a friend of the pod, friend of both Bruce and I, from NewYorkUpstate.com and Syracuse.com. And I told Matt, and I was still trying to figure out what my podcast name should be. A Chat with Nick Bat, nothing exciting, right? But it's fine. I mean, it tells you really quite accurately what we're going to be doing. So I'm happy with that. But I was still trying to figure out if that was something I was going to integrate that was like Bills oriented or football oriented. And I was asking Matt, like, you know, what do you think about naming the podcast or anything? And he had the most bizarre suggestion for what the name of my podcast should be. Now, I'm glad I didn't choose it. But, you know, I don't even know where he's coming from with this. But this is what Matt Perino suggested I should call my new podcast on Buffalo Rumblings.
I do the cha-cha like a sissy girl. I like a do da cha-cha.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.